For the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to the Lord Jesus
within the body. It has the idea that it's eternal. Everyone, even the worst atheist, thinks they're eternal. They think that, you know, even though their parents have died and parents before them and their parents before them were all dead, that it's not going to happen. And why? I mean, we think that on a lot of different levels. If you analyze your life, we often think it'll never happen to us, whatever negative thing. We often think that there are no consequences for our actions. We can just do whatever and it'll be fine. As long as no one sees it, we can get away with whatever. But death is very unnatural. Old age is unnatural. Disease is unnatural for the soul, who is always going free of disease, always blissful, and therefore misery is also unnatural. And death is the most unnatural. And how many times, like in your life, I think the first time I became aware of death, I had an uncle who died. He was pretty young, he was 54 or something, which is, you know, I'm 58, turned 59, so he was younger than me by a few years. He had a bit less hair than me, believe it or not. and he died, he had a heart attack. They had this big farm out in, it was called Narowi, out at, I can't remember, I'm having a, it's too late, Saturday night. Ballyan East, that's where it was. And anyway, he died. He had a heart attack and died. And we thought, gee, it was just such a strange thing. It was my mum's uncle. You know, you just wish so much as a kid, like to be confronted with death. You just sort of think, you know, how can this be true? How can this happen? And you just wish with all your heart that it hadn't happened. And what to speak of, you know, if we have children pass away, which, you know, happens. Young people die as well. And it's just so dreadful. And wouldn't it be so wonderful for the people who have lost a child that they can see them again? And of course they will. We know that they will. I'm just saying if they can see them here. And a person that doesn't have faith, if they could actually see their loved ones that have passed away up and healthy. You know, and you see, sometimes you know of people who are very unhealthy, who have some terrible disease, or they've had a terrible accident or something. And this can happen to the nicest people. You know, one time a tower fell on some people, and some disciples asked Jesus, did those people that the tower fell on, were they particularly sinful that the tower fell on them, or was it their parents' sin? What happened? I mean, you know, it's a bit nasty having a tower fall on them, the water tower. And so Jesus said, they're no more sinful than any of you. In this material world, you can really be in the wrong place at the wrong things can happen. Your life can be cut short in an instant. And you don't know if that can happen or when it can happen, but it can happen because the world's so complicated. It runs like a machine. The Lord's there. He's the life in everything, but it just runs on this system of action and reaction. It's like a machine. It's a business. Physics happens on a physical level. It happens on a subtle level. For every action, there's an equal reaction. But imagine all the actions that are being performed and how complicated that is. We can't say. And therefore, Jesus said, don't think that these people are more sinful than you. Lucky you weren't under that water tank as well. Could easily be. These things happen. For the disciples who had gone 3 years, most of them had been with the Lord that 3 years, most of the time. Some might have joined a little later than others. And there were others, not just the 12. The 12, they were like the parish council, basically. And the wardens. And then the others, they were there. They were also disciples. They also would have been initiated or baptized by Christ. There were thousands of them. And some of them would have come along at different points. And for all of them, even though they all ran away when Jesus was arrested out of fear for their own lives, at the same time, the Lord was dear to them. He was most dear to them. And they saw in his beautiful qualities, in his innocent nature, they saw the perfect balance in a human being that you could ever get. Because he was God. And then he was taken from them in this violent way, arrested. No, not guilty of a crime. Hadn't done anything wrong. Never heard a fly. And then he's taken away. And treated like dirt and then crucified. Terrible thing for them. And so to go through this journey, and to come to a point where they saw the Lord again, and this is the great mercy of Christ, is that he revealed to us the eternal nature of the soul. By his own example, no example is better than teachings, and Francis said, preach, and if you have to, use words. Well, here's a perfect example of the most powerful preaching. The soul is not just an energy like electricity. The soul is the person, and the person has form. And the physical form resembles something of the spiritual form. And the Lord revealed in his resurrection his spiritual form. And he showed that life was eternal. And he said that anyone that became his disciple becomes his follower, they can go to where he is. And you can know that that's going to be a safe place. So that there's a beautiful sense of relief. There's a beautiful sense of safety. Because when it comes down to it, this physical body, this mortal body that has to fall away and die, can be a pretty scary thing. It can have in it all sorts of things that we don't expect and are not nice and not pleasant. But if we have a life that's given to God, if we join our life to the Lord, then it's always beautiful. Because we know that life is eternal, we know that the clock's running out on this body, then we have the confidence. We must grow in the confidence that we are eternal spiritual beings. Very, very important, because otherwise it just gets more and more scary and unfortunately more and more depressing as we get closer. And we're wondering if. Don't wonder if. Dive deep into your spiritual life, your relationship with the Lord in whatever way you can, so that you can feel that blessed assurance that can help remove some of these great fears that will travel with us. This week in Holy Week, we've journeyed with the disciples. And I'm going to say this now because tomorrow is more of a public service. And so we journeyed with the disciples from what seemed to be a victorious entry into Jerusalem at Palm Sunday, which was victorious because God has never defeated, actually, ever. And then going through this week of fear, a betrayal, denial, selling out the Lord, and he's coming to that point of actually being killed, where everyone thought that was it. Everything was lost, and then the glory of the resurrection. Tiring journey to get to this point, but it's also a journey that carries with it so many wonderful things as well. The Lord be with you.